Good morning, everyone. Today is Wednesday. This is Hump Day. We've made it halfway through the week. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, have group prayer, and I assign you a new task to complete each day. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is I found my sweetness in you. I found my sweetness in you. And our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 2:13 through 15. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can tune in live on this morning motivation broadcast and eat this hot breakfast with me by calling in at 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you missed the breakfast being served hot live, it is always available on my ministry website, and that is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. So visit the morning motivation page. Hear today's breakfast. You can eat breakfast all day at any time. Plus the prior broadcast if you have missed them, because this is food for your soul and your spiritual walk. Well, by now, you should have the Bible ready. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 2:13 through 15. And I am reading from the KJV. I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus, my brother, but taking my leave of them, I went from hence into Macedonia. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. What is our topic for this morning? Come on, say it with me wherever you may be. I found my sweetness in you. Have you ever encountered someone who is just so sweet? Their nature is sweetness. The way that the person talks to you is with sweetness. The person exudes sweetness, and it's so captivating. It's so alluring. It's so appealing, that sweetness. Because truly in today's society, sustained sweetness, sweetness that does not require reciprocity, is rare. So when you encounter sweetness, it just does something to you, to your heart, to your spirit, to your mind. You want to be in the presence of sweetness all day, every day, because sweetness is a good feeling. Well, this is what the word tells us about who we are to the Lord. We are a sweet savor. In other words, a sweet-smelling aroma to him in Christ. Our presence in the kingdom sends up a sweet aroma to the Lord, where he desires to be in fellowship with us. He desires to be in relationship with us. He desires to spend quality time with us. He desires to love us, to bless us, to forgive us, to have mercy on us, to open the windows of heaven unto us, because there's sweetness in us. It is captivating. It is alluring. The sweetness gets God's attention, attracts him to us, makes him want to serve, please, and bless us. The sweetness in us begs the question from God of, what is it that you want from me today? What is it that I can do for you, my love? What is it that I can do for you, my sweetness? When you're not in my presence, I miss you. When you're not praising me, I'm missing you. When you're not praying, when you're not witnessing, when you're not reading your word, when you're not attending church, when you're not doing those things that put out that great cologne or that great perfume, that great scent, that sweet smelling aroma to rise up into my nostrils, I miss you, because you are unto me a sweet smelling aroma of the blessings of eternal life, resurrection, forgiveness, and mercy through my Son, Jesus Christ. It is something to be the kind of person that exudes such a light, such an aroma, such a sweetness, that other people desire to be in your presence, that when they think of you, a smile instantaneously comes to their face. It's not something they have to make happen. Instead, it is reflex because of all the sweetness of you. When they think of you, they not only smile, but they laugh in joy as they reflect on the good times, the happiness. They yearn to be around you, yearn to be in your presence, yearn to see you, to speak with you, to fellowship with you, to spend time with you, because they found their sweetness in you. That's the kind of person you have to be. That's the kind of person I have to be, that not only God, but the world, others, those whom we love and who love us, can find their sweetness in you and their sweetness in me, so that when the dark times come, because adversity will come, the word says all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So when the adversity comes, the depression, the bad times, the infirmity, the marriage issues, whatever is going on, maybe they are losing a job, whatever has happened, and they need someone to lean on. They need someone to help pray them through. They need someone who will intercede. They need someone who has faith. They need someone who is a believer. Then they know who to reach out to. I got to call her. I got to call him. Even if I don't want to. Why? Because my sweetness is in them. My deliverance, my restoration, my rejuvenation, my joy, my healing, my peace, my exhortation, my encouragement is in them. despite everything else that's going on. She'll never fail me. He'll never fail me. That sweet smelling savor, that sweet aroma exists in them. I find my sweetness in them. I find my sweetness in you. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Wherever you are right now, begin to magnify the Lord. Remember, all lines are muted, so no one can hear you. Hallelujah. Dear Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. First, we ask the forgiveness of every sin, and we ask that you would create in us a clean heart and renew within us not only a right spirit, but a sweet-smelling spirit, a spirit of praise and worship, a spirit of forgiveness and mercy and grace, a spirit of love, a spirit of witnessing, a spirit of being a reconciliator, a spirit, Lord God, of being a soul winner, a spirit of joy, unspeakable joy and peace that passes all understanding, a spirit of being a light in the name of Jesus. Lord, some of us are so jaded. Some of us are so disgruntled. Some of us are so barren, so sick. Some of us have been mistreated. Some of us have mistreated others. But the bulk of all of that has developed within us calloused hearts, calloused words, calloused minds, calloused prayer lives, calloused friendships, calloused marriages, calloused jobs, callous responses, Jesus, even callous intercession. There's no joy in us anymore. There's no light. We have become pessimistic. We have become those who predict only doom and gloom. There is no belief in us anymore for the best things, the best times. We have allowed life to live and run us, instead of us running and living life. And God, we repent of that in the name of Jesus, because that is in opposition of your word, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us. That is in opposition of your word, that your peace you give to us. That is in opposition of your word, that you came that our joy may be full. That is in opposition of your word, Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that everything that is in opposition to your word is a lie and comes from the father of lies. So help us today, Lord, to be sweet-smelling savors. Wherever we go, help people to be drawn to us, to see the light in us. Help our husbands, our wives, to see the light in us, to find their peace in us, their sweet-smelling savor in us. Help our children. Help our family members. Help our colleagues. Help our bosses. Help our subordinates. Help our friends. Even help our enemies to see the light in us, to be drawn to what we offer, because we are a sweet-smelling savor in their nostrils. And when they think about the times they've had with us, they can't do anything but smile, because we bring life. In the name of Jesus, we come in agreement. Amen. I want you to say, I am a sweet-smelling savor, not the savior. I am a sweet-smelling aroma, a savor, a scent, a fragrance. Say it again. I am a sweet-smelling savor to everyone I encounter today. Come on and magnify the Lord. I'm going to give you an announcement, and then I'm going to give you a task, because if you could see me, I'm floating on cloud nine. I'm feeling that today. I found my sweetness in you, and I want you to find your sweetness in me. Hallelujah. Our announcement for this morning, first of all, again, it's a reminder to make sure you're here for breakfast at 6:30 a.m. Eastern with me. Call in at 323-870-4180, 323-870-4180. And of course, if you missed the breakfast, this broadcast is posted on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. So go back to the website. I also have a revival coming up. So all of that information is available at fieldthefire.com. Additionally, I will be on the road today. On tomorrow, I'm speaking at the Florida Association of Directors of Nursing Conference in Orlando. It's being held at the Rosen Center. So I have to go there tonight. It's a big conference, and they're happening at the Rosen Center Hotel. So I have to travel to the Rosen Center to this evening, and I'll be there tonight because I speak in the morning. So please pray for me. I was speaking over this weekend. It was such a blessing. Then Monday night, I spoke in St. Augustine. It was such a blessing. And as I go to Orlando today and all the professionals I'll encounter on today and then tomorrow, I want to be a sweet-smelling savor as well. And for those people in my life whom I love dearly, I want to be your sweet-smelling savor. I want you to find the aroma of Christ, love, joy, peace, restoration, reconciliation, healing, exhortation in me. So our task for this morning, for this morning is I found my sweetness in you. And your task today is to exude a sweet-smelling aroma, which is the aroma of Christ, to everyone you meet today. Let them find that sweetness of Christ in you. And then for those whom you love, you are to go out of your way to exude a special sweet-smelling aroma so that you light up their day. Let them find their sweetness in you again. I know we usually end with Break Every Chain, but I'm going to end with this song that I love. And it's really a love ballad from God's heart to you today, of him loving you. And let it speak from you to God today about the love you have for him. And let it speak from me to those I love. I found my sweetness in you. And let it speak to from you to those you love. Amen. I found my sweetness in you today. That's why I love you. That's why God loves you. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because in you, and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay.
stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do. That's why I love you.